Tomorrow, Tuesday the 12th, is an advocacy day on Jones Street in Raleigh. HIV Speaks on Jones Street. Advocates from across the state and nationwide are going to be in Raleigh speaking with lawmakers at the General Assembly. They do this every year. We're joined now by Lee Starrow, who is the Executive Director of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network, NCAAN.org is NCAN's website, and Vanita Ray, who's the Deputy Director for the Southern AIDS Coalition, southernaidscoalition.org is their website. Lee, Vanita, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
So what is exactly going to be happening tomorrow? Walk us through the day, Lee.
Awesome. So HIV Speaks on Jones Street is the annual day my organization hosts. We bring, as you mentioned, advocates from across the state of North Carolina. We've actually got some folks driving from Asheville, from Buncombe County right now as we speak, and a van that's going to be leaving from New Hanover County and Wilmington tomorrow morning. So we're getting about as good as we can to do the across the state spectrum, which is really exciting. We have about 100 folks coming. They're going to come together for a morning program where they hear both about pressing policy issues related to HIV treatment and prevention in the state and some of our work related to hepatitis, and also hear from advocates living with HIV talk about the impact of sharing their stories. Over the course of the day, they'll be meeting with their legislative delegation, so they are representatives who are elected to represent them about the issues important to our community. And we actually have a pretty high-level meeting with some staff in Roy Cooper's office as well, who are going to get the chance to hear from advocates across the state of North Carolina. It's one of my favorite events of the year. It's a really powerful experience to both support our advocates and have them experience this and also make a difference so that legislators know the needs of this community.
And it's a statewide issue, obviously nationwide issue, regional issue as well. And that brings us to Vanita Ray, who is the Deputy Director for the Southern AIDS Coalition, based out of Texas, right?
We're Birmingham, Alabama. Okay. Is where our main office is.
Okay. Did you mention before we started, you're from Texas? Right.
I live in Texas currently. But I will be relocating to Birmingham.
Okay. So what is your role tomorrow?
Well, SAC, Southern AIDS Coalition, is a nonpartisan organization, membership organization founded, and its mission is to end the HIV epidemic in the South. So we focus on all of the southern states. We're proud partners, and we've been partners with Lee's group for
Many years.
So we're partners, so we come down to support and also to speak, with other advocates and also share some of our experience about what's going on regionally and what others are doing across the country that either legislators or advocates could be doing here as well. So
what is the state of things in North Carolina and regionally and across the country with regard to the HIV epidemic and just sort of the public health aspect of it?
You know, I think the greatest challenge we face both in North Carolina, and I think Vanita can speak to this regionally as well, is just HIV is still such a stigmatized disease. We have the resources and we have the tools with viral suppression, with getting folks who are not HIV positive onto PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis medication that can prevent you from becoming HIV positive. With those tools, we could end the HIV epidemic in North Carolina and in the South. Unfortunately, we have far too many policymakers who I think don't want to delve into this topic because they feel that the issue is stigmatized because of LGBTQ communities, because of the racial dynamics of the epidemic. It's certainly impacting African-American community members and Latino community members at higher rates than Caucasian community members. And too many people feel stigmatized to talk about its impact in their community. A lot of folks, and even some research has been done that showed if we could erase stigma, particularly in the South, I think it's not unrealistic to think that we could end HIV within our lifetimes.
And from my perspective, regionally in the South, where we represent 38% of the population of the U.S., we represent at least half of the people living with HIV in cases. So we've got some particular issues. Lee spoke about biomedical kinds of things that we have, but those other things that we have in the South that aren't in other places, the rural communities and access there. You know, we have issues around the racism and mass incarceration and things that are more pronounced in the South. And then we have policies that have been put in place and legislators that don't always reflect the people that we need to reach the most marginalized communities, being Black and brown communities, LGBT communities, immigrants, are not the communities that are typically typically represented by legislators and policymakers. And so we still have these kind of dynamics that don't really speak to the communities that need to be spoken to the most about this. So we've got biomedical, but we need to deal with some of those other issues, and the South is a good example of that.
And some of the communities that you mentioned, not only are they unrepresented, they're increasingly unrepresented, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking with Vanita Ray, you just heard her, and Lee Starrow, NCAAN.org for NCAN, the NC AIDS Action Network. SouthernAIDSCoalition.org is the website for the Southern AIDS Coalition. HIV Speaks on Jones Street is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 12th. And Vanita, you mentioned, and Lee said, that one of the biggest problems is stigmatization.
Yeah.
I think misconceptions, too, over and above that about the disease. You mentioned that it's a significant issue in rural parts of the state and the country, and I think a lot of people still have it in their heads that this is concentrated in the cities, it's concentrated among certain demographics, and it's not at all.
Well, let's say this. We do know that the majority of the people impacted happen to be Black and brown. That's not accidental. So this access to health care and where people mm-hmm. live. We do know that a lot of resources are targeted towards the urban communities. We do know that even though stigma is prevalent, it may be a little bit less. I'm from an urban community, happen to be a woman living with HIV. Rural communities, resources don't get to as much, and then stigma just happens to be a little bit higher because people just have different kinds of thinking about things. So the folks that need it the most are typically the most marginalized, the most harder to reach, I'll say that. And we definitely don't have legislators representing the voices all the time of those folks. And this is an issue people still want to blame folks for having it versus looking at this as it is an epidemic. It is a medical condition. We have children born with HIV who are now 30 who are experiencing the stigma. We still have people who have been hemophiliacs and who are still experiencing the stigma or however you get it. And I wish we would stop worrying about that and deal with the issue and deal with what we need to do to solve the mm-hmm. problem and deal with the epidemics of racism, lack of access to health care, lack of Medicaid expansion, homophobia, and some of those things.
Lee, you mentioned, and I know we've had this conversation before, the extent to which we can get legislators to think about this as a public health issue is the extent to which we can start to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were actually chatting earlier this afternoon about actually what do we need to do, right, from a public policy perspective to end. Again, it is not unreasonable to think that we could end new HIV transmissions in the state of North Carolina in the near future. One of the best public policy tools we would have is expanding Medicaid and closing the coverage gap. There are tens of thousands of North Carolinians who would benefit, many of them living with HIV. And I think folks are often surprised when one of the first public policy issues I talk about is Medicaid expansion, because I think people think that it must be something more specialized, right? But no, like if we could get everyone who needed access to PrEP, who was low income, onto health insurance, and if we gave folks living with HIV more resources and a better healthcare infrastructure, what that would do in terms of getting better viral suppression rates, supporting people's whole being, right? People living with HIV need mental health services. They struggle with getting healthy other parts of their body. They get cancer. They deal with all of the other health impacts that the rest of us do. But sometimes I think we just feel like there's got to be something so much more specialized because of HIV.
And think about this, too. Even if we got in those communities access to health care, we could keep people negative. What a concept. So that not only are we having new cases every day and we want to help those who are already living with it, imagine if, you know, we don't have a vaccine, but imagine if increased access to health care could keep people negative by allowing them to go to the doctor more often. What a concept.
Other public policy goals beyond Medicaid?
So some of the other topics we'll be talking about specifically tomorrow, we do want to see increased funding for our state's communicable disease branch. We are increasingly realizing as a community that if we're not talking about hepatitis C and other health issues, then we're not really reflecting the challenge we have. There's over 100,000 people who are living with hepatitis C in North Carolina. A significant proportion of them don't know that they're living with hepatitis C. And about a third of people living with HIV also have hepatitis C, right now in the state of North Carolina. And we have a cure for hepatitis C. I mean, in some ways, we are so much further along when we talk about fighting hepatitis C, but also so much further behind because that epidemic is so much newer than the HIV epidemic. We're also realizing that just strategically in the current political environment, hepatitis is a topic that can bring on some more conservative lawmakers who may not instantly be that excited to talk about HIV issues. The opioid epidemic is putting that front and center. Mm-hmm. So our state legislature actually last year appropriated $1.2 million over 2 years, last year and this year in their budget process, to ramp up hepatitis C efforts. And honestly, that's just a drop in the bucket, right? So one of the things our advocates and a message they're really going to be carrying is if we're serious about the opioid epidemic and if we're serious about combating hepatitis and HIV, increasing resources to communicable disease branch is just really vital.
And I think I'd like to say some of the stuff other jurisdictions we're working on in developing ending the epidemic plans. So we're really talking about how do we get strategic and really raise the vision towards ending the epidemic instead of just talking about testing and treating. So I love to see North Carolina develop their own ending the epidemic plan to really just elevate the conversation, and we have to then begin to deal with some of those other things. And we've done it in Houston, which is where I live, and we're actually creating a state plan in Texas as well. And I just think that just really just gets us to ramp up the issues around what we need to talk about and elevating the vision towards that end versus just the idea of testing and treating and putting out fires.
How does North Carolina compare to the rest of the region in terms of public policy on this?
Around ending the epidemic?
Around just HIV policy in general.
Well, I think you guys have done some really revolutionary stuff around HIV criminalization that everyone hasn't done. And I think it was last year they were able to change their control measures to acknowledge the impact of being viral suppressed and on our ability to transmit to others and change their control measures. And that, I think at this point, California has changed their laws, not that progressive, but Colorado, Iowa, and now North Carolina. There's really been no other southern state who's done anything like that. So I think that's pretty darn progressive.
Speaking with Vanita Ray and Lee Starrow again, HIV Speaks on Jones Street tomorrow, Tuesday, June 12th. What can people do if they want to get involved? Contact legislators. We'll mention the websites again. What else can people do beyond that?
You know, I would say if folks are listening in right now and are excited or interested in being part of the conversation, it is actually not too late to join us tomorrow. We are going to be kicking off the morning with registration at 8 a.m. at the Museum of History, and then our program begins at the Museum of History at 8:45. Vanita's going to be one of our early speakers, so you'll get to see her in addition to hearing her on the radio if you're able to join. Well, I'd also say, though, beyond just tomorrow, and again, you should feel free to show up. Registration is still open, but folks can just walk in and don't need to feel like they need to register in advance. Visiting NCAN's website, ncaan.org, and signing up to be on our listserv, or if you're really moved, we always need unrestricted donations. Part of the exciting job of being a nonprofit executive director is raising resources for the cause. So we'd welcome folks, in addition to signing up on our website, making an individual financial contribution really helps move this work forward and allows the event tomorrow to happen.
Vanita?
I'd say if you were considering and wanted to be involved of a regional movement, and the Southern AIDS Coalition does work in some of the various southern states and to bring in resources and things, I'd urge you to become a member of the Southern AIDS Coalition by going to our website, southernaidscoalition.org, and signing up to be a member, to be involved with some of the things we're going to be implementing in the next year, some advocacy programs, and we're also looking to do a strategic plan next year, and so we'd love for folks to be involved as we really strategize on what the next 5 years looks like.
NCAAN.org and NCAN.org for the North Carolina AIDS Action Network, SouthernAIDsCoalition.org for the Southern AIDS Coalition, and again, beginning tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the History Museum,
that's
right?
Correct, yeah.
HIV Speaks on Jones Street tomorrow in Raleigh. Lee Starrow, Vanita Ray, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having us, Aaron.
You.